That's
really. You don't understand how small
it's not
it is.
Small.
Vertical low battery.
Yeah.
The biggest studio ever. And I don't want to have to unhide it anymore. Because I would like it. So it's. You walk in, there's going to be like a long room. That's where we're going to put the table. And then it's kind of like a small area to use. So I need to be tight.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
The username is JeffGoodman5, and the password's 123456789. Your friends are the worst?
I hate them. I really hate them. I was trying to do a little small get-together this weekend, and I thought that the number of people who could fit into my girlfriend's apartment was larger than it was, and then I kind of got iffy to who was coming and who was not coming, and space is not becoming an issue. So.
Okay.
But fun times.
Good times. Okay. Yeah, because she emailed me back and she said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to help.
Yeah, I emailed her like an hour after that. She said that there was nothing wrong with the board, though. She couldn't figure it out. And since I already sent you, because it got back to me at like 9:30 last night.
Right.
So she's like, if there's an issue, like, let me know. But I couldn't find anything. So right now, I'm just going to use, there was a board for someone who wasn't in the lab that seems to be working. I'm going to try again next week to see if there's.
All right. Yeah, I mean,
really just a weird thing.
Maybe she should consult with you, you know, again, because it sounds like this is just going to come up.
Yeah.
Keep coming up, you know.
Yeah.
I have no reason to think that it, you know,
yeah,
will be solved.
Who knows? Maybe technology is actually magic.
Is what?
It's just magic.
So let's see, Amanda's not coming. Palak is coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to throw up.
So
you're like, I'm not feeling
well, you're
like running. Yeah. Margarita, I saw her today.
Right into the bus.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I'm just kidding. I assume she is. I haven't heard otherwise. And there's Deepak. So we have most of our crew.
Just Amanda's not feeling it.
Yeah, Amanda is not feeling very well at all. She came in, but she had to leave.
Did you notice that somehow the three of us got 0.00?
I saw that, and I thought, okay, they're copying off each other. And then I looked at the correlations among you, and they're... Yeah,
so strange.
Very strange.
Yeah, she saw that this morning.
What are the odds of that?
We're like 0.573.
The three of us are within
0.002.
I mean, it's infinitesimal, the distinctions. This totally.
But when you're with each other, it's much lower.
Those distinctions don't mean anything. Because
yeah.
It's you're talking about a thousandth
yeah,
of
it's
a
so
point.
It's
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I was saying, I actually really read this probably like 3 or 4 times.
Same.
I didn't do so well. Yeah.
I really
want.
Well,
not yet.
Well,
but
let's
well,
talk
we
about
like
it.
The same
yeah. And I really tried, so I'm shocked. Not that I don't always really try.
and this time I really did try.
This one in particular, like I wrote down notes and stuff like that, and like the whole thing is like highlighted. Like,
yeah, all right, so we'll talk about items. So two announcements. One is that Amanda left for me your assignments. Oh, you took yours already?
Yeah, it was on top.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to pass these out. And you said Palak is coming? Okay. And then the other announcement is that I'm not totally a Grinch. I'm going to end at 5:30. To give you a head start on
thank
Halloween,
you.
Especially for Matt, because he's already, he couldn't even dress totally in his costume. So.
I need to change. Yeah, I need to put on like the whole doll.
So we're going to leave at 5:30.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm doing a full administration of the waist tonight. That's my Halloween.
Wow.
Night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So I appreciate the extra.
You have to do the whole thing in one shot.
I mean, I hope to. Right. I don't want to split it up. Yeah, I was here last night until 11:47.
That's even later than me.
I know, so your lights are off. That's so weird, but like your office is like in the view of
your office. You're still whipping around?
No.
You have a voyeur, I
think. Anyway.
So, wow.
Wow. You were up against the midnight deadline.
Yeah, and there were like probably six people in my cohort that were there. It was a very intensive report, yeah.
Oh. That sounds wow.
Dedication. Is that for Pando?
It's not. Do you know the other option?
Cobra?
When we're typing in trying to get a sense
thank
of this.
You.
So there are like multiple students here, meaning there are multiple IDs here.
Yes, remember I refer you back to Amanda's email message
yes.
today.
Yes.
They're in pairs. So remember there's the OQ and the group session rating scale.
Yes.
We're not doing anything with the attachment scale yet because I haven't got it yet. So
right.
We're only entering two pieces of data per student.
Perfect.
So okay.
I'll go back to
your phone. Yeah. All right, so Palak and Marguerite are MIA, so we'll start. So anyway, these are the correlations. I sent you the outputs. You can actually look at your correlations with each other if you wish. And then, second output. Is the I did this same thing last week where we have the standard deviations among all of you, which includes the gold standard, by the way. For some reason I did not include that in the sorry about that. Let me hi. Can you pass this down to Palak? Thanks. SPSS takes forever.
Yeah.
It's a very big program. These are the gold standard.
Pass this down to Mark.
What we'll do is we'll go through each item until 5:30, and then I can just look up what the gold standard rating was from this screen. So that's what we'll do. Sorry about that. So the worst or the most differentiation among you is 2.82 standard deviation. At least it's less than 3, but it's item 62. So for item 62, seven is the. You want to join us? Oh, okay. So it's a 7 is the gold standard. And what do we have? We have 6, 7. 4 is outside the range. Okay. We have 8, 2 is outside. 9 is okay. 1 is way outside, as well as 2. So you and Palak versus pretty much everybody else. Okay, so we're going to look it up. Therapist identifies a recurrent theme in the patient's experience or conduct. So play store characteristic, and if therapist points out a recurrent pattern in the patient's life experience or behavior. For example, therapist notes that patient repeatedly offers herself to sexual partners on a platter, thereby inviting shabby treatment.
Here's one thing, I'm looking at the transcript now. She says, the therapist says, well, you seem to assume that you need to be trapped in something. I'm not sure what it is that traps you. Would that be considered a theme?
Yeah, that would be, I would count that, sure, absolutely. That's a theme. The trapping is a theme.
But it just, I just felt like she was talking about that particular situation, not like overall, you know, like.
Say it again?
I just felt like the therapist, it's not like the therapist
spoke about that multiple times. What does the therapist actually say?
Well, you seem to assume that you need to be trapped in something. I'm not sure what it is that traps.
Sounds like a theme. Now, okay, if that's the only time in the entire session, then I would agree with you. But I'm going to assume that, yes, Taylor.
On page 3, the therapist says you seem to come back to the theme of feeling embarrassed when you start yourself.
So there the therapist even uses the word theme. That's a dead giveaway. When the therapist says the word theme. That tends to mean that he or she's talking about a theme. Deepak, you put it in an 8.
Yeah.
So you felt strongly about this item.
I did, yeah.
Tell me more. Let's hear it.
The first one that he says,
Well, okay, so there is another item that captures kind of making connections, right? But this is just stating themes. So here, this is what Taylor is talking about here. You seem to come back to the theme of feeling embarrassed when you show yourself. And then Eli also pointed out a separate occasion when he was pointing out a theme to the patient. And I would imagine there are other examples of it as well.
This might be one.
What?
This might be one when he says, I wonder if that's part of a pattern of preparing yourself to disengage and re-engage.
Okay, pattern is a synonym for theme. Pattern and theme are equal. So whenever you see therapists say the word pattern or theme, that's a dead giveaway.
This is hard, I guess, because the therapist didn't really say much about most of the session. So like maybe he made some small points about each of these points are kind of like a half a sentence or a sentence. But they're not, he didn't really expound on them.
So if the therapist doesn't say much, but there are a few examples of him pointing out themes or patterns, then it takes on more weight.
Right.
So if you look at percentages, the percentage of what he says is pretty thematically based. If he's not saying much, and we have several examples here of him pointing out themes or patterns. If he talked a lot, let's say he talked for over half the session, he did most of the talking, and you give me the same number of examples, then I would weigh it less. It's less characteristic because he said a lot about a lot of other things. But if he said very little, but what he did say, a lot of it had to do with themes and pointing out themes and patterns, I'd say, oh, that's pretty characteristic.
Right.
That make sense? Okay. So the next one is item 79 and pretty big standard deviation. So we've got, let me just tell you where, so 79. Is 6.5. See that? So let's go back and 79. So 6.5. So we've got Matt with 2. That's, well, 5 is okay. 8 is okay, actually, because you're within 2 plus or minus. So Eli and Margaritas are okay.
What did I get?
8.
Oh, okay.
And we have 8. 2 is too low.
You're looking at the first one.
Oh, sorry. Let's try that again. That's
4.
Yeah, it's too low.
9 is.
That's too high. That's too low. That's too low. That's too low.
Which one is this again?
This is item 79. Now, so for this one, at least one of the two expert raters had to put it in a characteristic pile, right? And then somebody else put it in a neutral pile. So there is some disagreement on this item,
right?
But it averaged out to 6.5, which is just below characteristic.
Here, he says in this paragraph, the therapist says, you know, here's something I wanted to check out with you. I noticed that on Monday, you seemed more disconnected,
And then, like, the second half of the session, you seem like you were disconnected. It's the first half of the Monday session. And I just wonder if that's part of a pattern of sort of preparing yourself to, you know, to disengage and re-engage with me. That you're aware. First of all, we can't, you know, during the weekends.
Now, so this item specifically addresses mood or affect. So I don't know that that would...
You don't think disengagement, like, implies mood and affect? Like, when someone's disengaged, I'm sure they're, like, they have a very different mood than when they're, you know, engaged with the justice.
So you're interpreting engagement, disengagement as a feeling state.
I could
hear that. But I just want you to be careful here.
Right.
This item is for issues of mood or affect. But I could be persuaded that that would count. So therapist makes frequent or salient comments about shifts in the patient's mood or quality of experience. So quality of experience is certainly engagement, disengagement. So that would count. For example, therapist notes that in response to his comments, patient has shifted from a devil-may-care attitude to feeling hurt, but working more seriously on his problems. Play story characteristic end, a therapist tends not to comment on changes in patient states of mind during the hour. So here it's been broadened a little bit to states of mind. So disengagement and engagement are clearly states of mind. Yes?
Where it says that the therapist said, you've been so alive in the last few weeks and sessions.
Oh, yeah.
That to me was like another one where I said, because that was succeeded, or that was preceded by the patient saying, I just hate myself inside. I feel so sick inside my body. I feel so dead. It's clearly a comment on their own.
The shift.
I thought that was in session.
Yeah.
Not between sessions.
Same.
That's why I kind of confusion. I was looking for
it. Yeah, because I thought it was like, oh, you look, you know, you started this and was that,
yeah.
As opposed to like, overall, you've been there.
Well, it just says comments on changes,
yeah,
in patient's mood or affect.
It doesn't have to be within session.
Now, the comment was made, obviously, in session,
yeah,
but this therapist was commenting on the change from previous weeks to the current session. So it still has to do with the current session. It's not like the therapist is saying, so in 1972, you felt this way, but in 1973, you felt that way. It was contrasting the mood in previous sessions with the current mood. That definitely would count toward this item.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I rated it so high.
Yeah.
That and then the last one that Eli said.
Right.
Those were two very salient.
Where did you put it?
Nine.
Okay, so two swallows don't make a summer?
No, but I remember you saying that if there's something in the transcript that stands out, then that'd be like, if you feel like something, if you see even one thing.
So that was, for you, that was a mic drop.
Well, sure, I guess.
I mean, a nine has to be a mic drop moment. If it's only it only happens once or twice...
Yeah, okay.
And you're putting in a nine, it's got to be a mic drop. Remember the story I told you about the six-year-old boy who pulled his pants down in the session?
Yes.
That was a mic drop moment. It happened only once. It was only 5 seconds of the session. But I remember it 20 years later. That was a mic drop.
Maybe I misinterpreted. I didn't, like, get the mic drop aspect. Maybe I thought it was just like, oh, you see it.
Yeah. I mean,
otherwise, you'd have to have a number of examples of it to count, to put it in a nine. But if you have only one or two examples of something and you're putting in a nine, I mean, those got to be mic drop moments. All right. So let's move on. So we are on number 59. And let me see where the gold standard is. Gold standard is 8. So either both expert raters put this in 8, or one put it in 7 and one put it in 9.
I put it in 9.
Let's see. So that's 8. Let's see what we've got here. We got Matt with a 1. Okay. Margaret with 9, that's fine. Eli 9, that's fine.
No, oh wow.
We get some changes in mood or affect.
No, listen. The entirety of the session, she's saying, "I'm as good as a doctor. I'm as good." Literally, there's so much conversation about how she's.
Okay, just.
That's this one. I was very sure of. Because a good majority of what she says is about how confident she is and how much she could have. She's just as smart as everyone who's extremely successful and rich. And she thinks she sounds very empowered.
I totally disagree.
She uses the word show off. She's really.
No, she's not.
I really thought.
All right, so I'm gonna rely on Eli and who was the other 9? Margarita for help.
Okay, so
let me just finish here. So we got 5, 7 is okay, and 8 and 7 are fine. So it's the 2 5s that are problematic, and of course
so
the 1.
Since I saw both sides. Yes, so that is why I put it in. Because
I see your side,
but
then
I also see, like, he also hates yourself. Yeah,
she literally said, she was like, I feel
bad
inside, I hate myself. Yeah, what does that have to do with
confidence?
All right, so we always, when in doubt, always go back to the item. Patient feels inadequate and inferior versus effective and superior.
She feels effective and she doesn't even feel inferior to the psychiatrist who she thinks makes $500,000 a year.
Inadequate in a lot of ways. Okay,
so should we just do evidence?
Yeah, let's go with the evidence. Go ahead, Eli.
There's a few, but here's one. I'm afraid of having a job. I'm afraid of being like a grown up adult woman with a job or career and a responsible existence and going out with men, real men, and you know. I can imagine myself as a kooky old grandmother, or, you know, a mother or a live-in housekeeper or something, all these things. But not like, part of me wants to be like someone like Dr. F, a smart person who's got an extensive education and a responsible position, and she knows she's smart, and she likes to do kick-ass things with ever, you know, like she likes to be the chief and the boss of all that.
She doesn't want to date. She's afraid to date men because she says that their men aren't manly enough.
And then she says, I still feel funny about admitting to you about how scared I am of birthday parties, vacation, holidays, school plays, and all that kind of stuff.
She's commenting on men being inadequate. She's not saying that she's superior. She's just saying men
are... No, but I don't think she feels inferior. She's like, I want a real man. She's like, I don't want someone who's like a weak man who makes me make all the decisions in the relationship and this and that.
I have a fairly salient one.
Yes.
So then why am I so afraid to live? I'm afraid to have anything, to do anything. I thought if I could just separate from my family, from my parents, I want to do things, but when I separate from them, I want to kill myself, which is a clear indication of inadequacy.
If you want to kill yourself, it's not because you feel superior.
No.
Or adequate.
I should have done that. There's so much language.
Yeah,
all right, so here's a situation where she oscillates. Okay, she oscillates between maybe comments of being superior and comments of being inferior. What's the preponderance? What's the preponderance? What does that mean? It means what's the most, what on balance, if you're putting it on scales.
Yeah, well, I see.
But you can hear what people
are
saying.
I see that it should be more neutral because of that. I was thinking there's so much.
Here's another one. I'm very ashamed of what's inside me.
I'm ashamed
and humiliated to be me.
I know, she's...
But I don't know what being me is.
So we can rule out a 1, right, Matt?
I see.
Okay. So, I mean, at a bare minimum, I would accept a 5 for this. But you got to look great. I believe the preponderance is more toward inadequacy than superiority. So that would weigh the scales toward the higher numbers, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Are you convinced or not really?
I'm convinced of five. Not six, seven, eight, but I'm convinced of five.
All right. I mean, so what were the examples of superiority? That
I didn't even highlight because there's just so, like, it's just, it's not superiority per se, but
it's just the way
she speaks so confidently about herself and her abilities, and that she's, you know, she, all the men.
Maybe I can be a housekeeper someday.
Men aren't good enough for her. No, she's like, I could have been a doctor if I just went to medical school. I'm just as smart as her. I'm just as effective as her. I could be making $500,000 a year if I wanted to. I just didn't choose to do, like, there's a lot of her talking about stuff like that. So that's why I say five.
Okay, it's possible that these two experts made a little bit of a clinical inference here. And they said, when she talks like that, she's really speaking defensively out of her inadequacy. I don't want you to do that, though. I don't want you to do that. But that's possibly where these two experts were coming from. That's why it's an 8 rather than maybe a 7. But a 5 at a minimum. Helen. Okay.
Because if I am as smart or as good as her or as anything as her, why am I here? Like, she says that.
This sentence is, I'm so sorry.
That was my only sentence, but she said, I am as smart as her.
Okay.
This part stands out to me so much, maybe because it's like my own entire transference, I don't know. But like, God, didn't they teach you anything in PhD school? There
was
labs, apparently not.
Okay, so she's putting downs. That doesn't mean that she thinks highly of herself. She's critical. You can be critical of yourself and critical of others. In fact, that's often what happens.
By knowing that reference.
You're going beyond the evidence.
I'm still good at 5
But she follows that up with saying, I just like to show off. After that, she says,
I have to be a man of relationships. They can't make a decision themselves. They're such fucking wimps. I feel like that implies.
Again, if you're putting down somebody, that's not actually necessarily elevating yourself. Right? You could say, if you're a fan of Nirvana, which I am, read Kurt Cobain's lyrics. They're all about, you're horrible and I am too. Everybody's horrible in life. There is no good in the world. It's very nihilistic. Maybe that's a reference that doesn't mean anything to you.
Not that young.
I don't know. So you can think men are horrible, but you can also think women are horrible too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm stupid and so are you. You know, it's a Kurt Cobain lyric. All right, so we've beaten a dead horse on this one. Where are we, 73?
So 73 here, we've got,
oh, let me look it up. 73, very inconvenient when I didn't include these. These experts, 73 is 8.5. Okay, so one expert had it in 8, the other had it in 9. That we know for sure. You can't have any other combination.
Okay.
So 8.5.
I did a 1. Yeah, I don't know how.
8.5. So we got Matt's right on. Oh, Margarita 2 and Eli 1. Wow. Okay, and what else do we have here?
Whatever it is, I
said. This is the fourth item, right? Fourth row? 5, that's too low. 5 is too low. 4 is too low. 7's okay. 5 is too low.
Okay, so I really messed up on this
one. All right, so.
I'm the only one.
So this is item, what is it again? 73. Okay, so let's see. The patient is committed to the work of therapy.
That must have been a mistake. I don't know why.
Placed toward characteristic end, the patient seems committed to the work of therapy. May include willingness to make sacrifices to continue the endeavor in terms of time, money, and convenience may also include genuine desire to understand more about himself in spite of the psychological discomfort this may entail. For example, a patient is so interested in beginning treatment that he's willing to give up a weekly golf game to keep therapy appointments. Ooh. Placed toward uncharacteristic end, if patient seems ambivalent about therapy or unwilling to tolerate the emotional hardships that therapy might entail, may be expressed in terms of complaints about the expense of therapy, scheduling conflicts, statements of doubt about the effectiveness of treatment, uncertainty about wanting to change. So, Taylor.
I would like to meet with these extra raters. Like for an 8 and a 9, like they did not reschedule anything. They did not discuss money at all or time or anything. They did not discuss convenience.
But did she seem committed to the work of therapy?
No. She seemed present and like nice.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's
hard to say.
I don't know.
What? Right.
So I perceive that as like resistance.
So she compared the current therapist negatively to the previous therapist, and you interpreted that to mean she wasn't committed to the work of therapy.
Yeah.
But she expressed those feelings to the therapist, which is what you're supposed to do. If you have a negative transference, you want that to be expressed. Right?
But I feel like it shows like resistance, like very obvious resistance.
Well, the very first line in the transcript is, I was wondering about a lot of things, I'm scared of a lot of things. And she says, I'm scared of like, when I leave here, I don't think very much about the things we talk about in session. Not at all, but it used to be like, when I was going to therapy, I was obsessed and think about, write about the stuff we talked about, but I guess it's a good thing. That here I'm so busy and I just can't seem to do it. She's like, she kind of opens up saying like, she's kind of upset with herself that she's not going home and thinking about all the things they talk about therapy like she used to. But she's committed to changing. That's why she's scared. Is that like she's not? You know,
she's taking it seriously.
Since she is committed, she's taking it seriously. Right, so it scares her that she's not thinking as much about the sessions anymore, which is meaning like she's afraid she might not be getting as much out of it anymore, and like feels like she shouldn't be thinking about it.
Yeah, but that's kind of like. And that's the question, why isn't she taking it seriously? Well, maybe she's not as committed.
Right, well, that's... But she wouldn't be scared if she didn't at least want to get something out of it, she wouldn't be scared.
Right. I mean, that's how I am reading it, and that's how the experts viewed it, too.
Does any type of relationship come when you're reading this item? Because she talks a lot about the previous papers and how good that.
To me, that doesn't really address anything about this particular item. It says something about negative transference, but it doesn't say anything about this item. You could be committed to therapy and be, idealize your previous therapist, or you could be totally not committed to therapy and idealize your previous therapist. So it doesn't really, I don't think it has a direct impact on how you would rate this item, how she feels about her previous therapist. You could have positive or negative feelings about the previous therapist and be committed or uncommitted to the current therapy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it should get an 8?
Between a 6 and a 9.
Right.
So a 6 would be like a more neutral.
Yeah.
Right? I would accept that.
Like, I'll even concede that, like, yeah, like, that line would indicate that based on that, but I really don't see 9 here, saying, like, she's going, like, way out of her way and making sure that, like, everything is, like, the focusing towards therapy. I mean, like, granted, I haven't been in, like, a therapy session, but it seems like she's just kind of talking.
I think it's, like, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Could you see an 8?
Not really. I'd say, if I were to re-rank this, either 6 or 7, depending on the other end.
Okay, I would accept that.
I feel like if I were to rewrite this, it would have just been like because I got lucky by putting in a 6 as a different neutral.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I purposely have it as neutral. So 4 to 6, unfortunately, I have 5, which is out of like the range or whatever. But like, I still don't see even 70 or 9. Yeah.
You'd have to have some experience maybe in working with patients who really aren't committed to treatment.
Right. Said,
it's
I
very
like
painful.
I like you to think like working hard the last few weeks made me feel more connected to you. Maybe you do understand stuff that this is really good for me. He says, and it's felt good. She says, yeah, well, I felt rotten, but I felt like I was doing something real.
I
don't
even
think
right,
that's
pretty tough. It sounds like you've got it. That almost sounds perfect.
No, but that's not.
It's commitment, though.
Yeah, that's commitment.
Saying that like something good happened?
No,
she said
I'm really
working
hard.
I'm working hard.
It feels good.
That's why I feel like
it feels good to work hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not sold.
I'm not sold on the 8. I'll go one up, then Taylor and say 7, but I'm not sold on the 8.
Okay. Seven's good. Seven's good. I can live with a 7, definitely.
All right.
All right, so let's do one more and then we're out of here, okay? What are we up to, 9? Number 9?
Yeah.
Taylor, what is that? Okay. 4.5 was the mean for the experts. So we have 5, 3, 4. That's all fine. What is it, number 5? 8? 1? 9? 5 and 6 are fine. So these 3 here. What do you guys have to say? I mean, Deepak and Taylor are Deepak is on one end, and then you have Taylor and Palak all the way on the other end. So you guys thought he was very affectively responsive and involved, and Deepak, you thought totally aloof and completely.
No, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys thought, okay, all right. And you thought he was affectively engaged.
Yeah. I thought he was, I don't know, I read the transcript and the vibe I got was that from everything that he said, he didn't, let me put it this way, he didn't do anything that showed that he wasn't aloof. You know, like he
okay, but for a 1, okay. He has to be like Carl Rogers.
Right.
All right.
He has to be so.
You know what I mean? Like Carl Rogers was Mr. Empathy.
Right. Client-centered.
Client-centered, totally. Person-centered.
Very like cool and detached, like even at the way end when he said the patient said something about like giving birth, like, oh, I guess you don't have kids, like they didn't react emotionally and they were rather detached by saying, well, it includes I'm a psychologist emotionally. So I think that their like tendency to be straight faced suggests the cool and probably would be down to a 7 or a 6.
A 6 I can tolerate.
Okay.
It should be in a middle pile. It should be in a middle pile. Deepak, can you move up?
I can. I think that, yeah, I can definitely move up. I think it's made a mistake. I put it way too...
Yeah, this guy's not Carl Rogers, but he's not a caricature of Freud either.
Right. Well, Freud, you would say, is very removed.
At least the I said a caricature of Freud.
There's a lot of them.
Well, that could be he's emotionally, there, right? What if you didn't do any ahums and he'd said very little? So then I might agree with you.
That's what that's what I was trying to express. Like, that's what I was thinking
a lot of ahums doesn't make him Carl Rogers.
No.
He's not validating all over the place.
Right.
That's not what he does.
No, it's also like, I think it's not so clear in terms of like where he stands. So, you know, just by that fact, he belongs in the middle column. Anyway, we don't fully know.
Yeah, if you feel you don't have enough information, it should go in the middle column.
I don't think we do. I mean, because he doesn't speak that much. When he speaks, sometimes he's kind of like, I wouldn't say distant, but he's not overly close. So.
Right.
Yeah, I think if we were able to visualize,
he was attentive but not emotional.
Right.
He was listening, and not but also not powerfully, like not invested.
All right. Have a good Halloween. Hope you get more treats than tricks, and see you next week.
Oh.